I had the thrill, the absolute thrill, of hearing that played live last Friday. And that was Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, a slightly different group of musicians that I heard, same arrangement, and it was absolutely incredible. In fact, I urge you to, I heard them at Averill Park High School, somewhat east of Albany, as we found out after getting lost. But we found our way sooner or later. But we did get there, and we met Vince. And as I said, I met Rich Connedy, who runs the show, plays some of the things, same things I do, but a lot of different things down in New York City. And I was just astonished, stunned, flabbergasted, floored, whatever... whatever verb you want to put in there, I was nonplussed. I was mowed over. I was wrapped. I was bowled over, basically, by the amazing quality of this band and the way they present their material. And I'll tell you something: you can listen to these records on this program, and they sound good. You can listen to the old records, and they sound wonderful and everything, but this music was meant to be played live, and there Vince Giordano, for the past 30 or so years, has been playing this music live in various groups under the name The Nighthawks, and mostly with the same instrumentation, and to hear them live is to be transported to that time, and you realize what existed then in the realm that music is alive. It has a pulse. It is just it's salubrious. It's life affirming. It makes you happy to be alive, and it feels wonderful to bathe yourself in the waves of sound coming off the various instruments that you hear, but that was called The Terror. I requested that, by the way, and it was really, really beautifully played. That recording was from 93, but they still play it the same way, and boy, do they. They did a wonderful job on Casaloma Stomp, too. And I would suggest to you, and before that, they played Quality Shout from their CD Quality Shout, both from 93, and I would suggest to you that you go out and you tell the people here at Hamilton College, Monk Rowe, I've been in contact with. I know Monk from way back. And I know, talk to the people at Munson Williams, talk to the people at the Turning Stone. Get them out here because they like to travel. They don't mind playing gigs from New York because they're based in New York. So get these guys up here. And I'm wasting a lot of time talking about this, but it's not wasting it because it's a good thing. And prior to Vince, and by the way, I met him. He's a wonderful guy. He answered all my stupid questions, and it was wonderful meeting him. Before that, from Chicago, another wonderful group that they should have here at the college, six pieces playing a big, huge Bill Chalice arrangement of Dardanella. And that was Mike Bazin there on the cornet, sounding a lot like Bix. They are, again, top flight. This is live music. This is music that is still being made and played. It is not a relic. It is not antique. It exists, and it still is being played. So, having said all that, I'm going to go back to the antique recordings, which are still full of life. They can inspire this reaction, too. But to hear it live is like, you know, it's like being hit with a sledgehammer, although it's a good feeling. So it's not like being hit with a sledgehammer. I think certain things are like being hit with a sledgehammer. So I'm gonna put a sock in it right now. I'm gonna play Louis Prima here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang. It's the rhythm in me. Well, that would explain everything.
Got lovely shoes. Now when I get to heaven, I'm gonna put on those shoes and I'll walk all over God's heaven. Heaven, yeah, heaven. Walk all over God's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
got rhythm. Oh, got you, you got swing. Maybe haven't got money, maybe haven't got shoes. Oh, got you, got rhythm, but to push away their blues.
Yeah!
Oh, got you, got trouble. But trouble don't mean a thing. When you start to go hoody, hoody, ho, trouble's bound to go away. Say, oh, got you.
That makes me feel good. I just love listening to that. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm rapidly edging toward the brick wall, and I've got a medical history that looks like a textbook. But boy, I feel alive and wonderful when I hear that stuff. I do. It's just great. I'm just that was Slim and Slam, Buck Dance Rhythm, 1938. Before that, Nat Ganella and his Georgians, All God's Chillin' Got Rhythm. Indeed they do. And that was from 1937. That was from the Marx Brothers movie, A Day at the Races, if you remember. Starting with Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, It's the Rhythm in Me, 1934. And, well, Louis had it then and he had it later. He had it all the way through the 50s, as far as I know, and probably beyond. But that was Louis Prima. Now, here's the amazing guitarist, Eddie Lang, on Radiola with Andy Sr. That's me, your rhapsodizing and ranting host. Eddie Lang from 1928, Add a Little Wiggle. Thank you.
for to see shape like the deuce. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right, there you go. That's got them shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat. Oh, that's the wobbly walk.
Yeah, Wobbly Walk. And that was the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. If you and if you've never heard of them, don't worry. A lot of other people haven't heard of them either. But they have a CD out on Jazz Oracle, and I've got it. So I thought I would play that. Just a nice, that's a good record. I like that. Bill Carlson Group. Before that, Joe Venuti's Rhythm Boys, The Wolf Wobble. And though I pretend to a certain amount of activity, I would not say I'm a wolf. I'm sort of a pug in wolf's clothing. But anyway, that was from 1931. Eddie Lang was in there, of course, and Eddie Lang had a showcase, Add a Little Wiggle, from 1928. Okay, now. We continue with Roger Wolf Kahn's composition. We played him at the beginning of this program. We're going to have Roger Wolf Kahn's major composition, the thing that really broke for him in the mid-20s, Crazy Rhythm. And that was the big song of that era. And it was recorded by numerous bands. But we're going to start with an obscure band, Bill Hayes Cubs. And I think you'll like them. They're kind of along the lines of obscurity of the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. But I trust you will enjoy Crazy Rhythm from 1928, Bill Hayes and his Cubs. Thank you.
my way, you go your way, crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here's where we have a showdown, I'm too high hat, you too low down, crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Thank you. The Emperor Nero, when Rome was a very hot town. Father Knickerbocker, please forgive me, I played while your city burned down. Through all the nightlife I fiddled away. It's not the right life, but think of the pay. Someday I will bid it goodbye. I'll put my fiddle away and I'll say, crazy rhythm, there's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. This is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, it's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, hated his shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Crazy rhythm, heard three different ways. Can't beat it. That was, again, the West End Jazz Band, and they were augmented with theater organ sound. Dennis Scott playing in the background unobtrusively, but added a little more something in the middle there. Sort of, it gave him a little extra stuff there. It was very nice. And Leah LaBrea singing, Leah Bazin. On the vocal there of all the lyrics, including the verse, Mike with his Bixian trumpet, and amazing group of musicians. Again, they would be excellent to have in the area too, and they're in Chicago. And you can find links to them on my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. It's the West End Jazz Band, and they're from Chicago. But I think if we gave them enough recompense, they'd come out here, and let's hope they do. And before that, we heard Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band, and that bass sax in there was definitely our Adrian Rollini. And starting with Bill Hayes and his Cubs, Crazy Rhythm, and that was also from 1928. And that, I'm afraid Bill was not quite Eddie Lang. I'm sorry. I mean, he didn't quite achieve that status, but well, what do you want? It was a good try. And now we continue with the Ross Deluxe Syncopators in 1927, Florida Rhythm.
Thank you. feeling, here come a stealing. Thank you.
That was the Georgia Jumpers, but I don't know what the heck that had to do with Georgia. There was a Hawaiian guitar in there. Although probably this close enough to Georgia, to Florida. Robert H. Cloud was on the reeds, but Benny Nawahi was the Hawaiian guitarist. So that's where all those slide guitars came from that you hear in country music endlessly. Speaking of things you hear endlessly, this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org here at beautiful Hamilton College, where there is a great deal of activity. Things are just getting underway for the year, and it's jumping, and I'm trying to augment that with my musical selections. Rhythmic, if people need a rhythmic push, I've got it. This is not chicken soup for the soul. This is Metamucil for the mind. So I hate to use force, but there you go. Sometimes you just got to blow that stuff out of there. And then you're thinking a lot more clearly. Before we had that, we had King Oliver's Orchestra, Rhythm Club Stomp, 1930, starting with another Robert H. Cloud association, the Ross Deluxe Syncopators with Florida Rhythm from 1927. Now, Nostradamus Department. That's where I buy my ties. Nostradamus Department, here's a recording by Lee Morris from 1930, and it's called Tain't No Sin, to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around Your Bones. Of course, if you want to reverse that process, it can be somewhat troublesome. But there is a lyric in here that you will find extremely astonishing. And once you hear it, you'll wonder, you know, if they knew what those things were going to be used for, they would have stuck to radio and television. Just would have been a flash in the pan. And I still consider it one. That's why this is radio. And not even the widescreens are for me, I'll tell you that. So here then is Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys from 1930, Tain't No Sin. Well, we'll have to check with the Vatican on that, but I'm pretty sure it's not a sin.
Dancing may do this and that, and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool, loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any holes, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Thank you. gathered by the river. Listen to your Deacon Jones. Ain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water. Let me hear your sinful groans. Ain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take those sins, take off skin, dance around your bones.
Judy! Judy! There's a brand new craze of late today. It's quite a walk from Bonnefay. Walk home, let's go, come later. Judy, Judy. Snap your fingers, walk around the bed, shake your shoulders, go put down the bed when it's got you. You get hurt in that college rhythm. Lift your skirt, oh, lift your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, hardy, hold on, that college rhythm sway. And then you stop, and then you hop, and then you just must add a little rumble. It's so easy, there's no trick in it. Learn it quick and get the kick in it. All the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm.
Down the street.
Gotta dance. Yes, we do. I'm afraid so. It's mandatory. oh boy. I just, you know, sometimes I just like belting that out, and my wife wonders whether I should be seeing a therapist on that point. But yes, gotta dance, because you know, life is basically a twitchy affair, and we're basically we have a great deal of self-determination, but that rhythm that we're all subject to is actually a buoyant thing, and we can kind of float on it, and it helps us achieve certain things. It's not totally divorced from our will to do whatever we want to do, but it sort of gives us that lift. And you can't be, you know, you can be a brain in a jar, and I tried to be that for like the first 25 years of my life, and I realized that wasn't going to cut it. I grew up, and I felt essentially that I hated my body, and I didn't much care for life itself, and I was just waiting for the clock to run out. And then I said, hey, you know what? This isn't going to do anything for me. I might as well just try living like a human being, and works great. I tell you, I mean, that rhythm, it picks you right up, and off you go. And I'm just—I'm not as cute as I was 20 years ago, but I'm enjoying life a lot more. I'm really, really am. I feel like I've achieved it, and it's nice. It's really nice, and that's what's so great about it. So, you know, life is, no, the big, I guess if there's a message to the show, it's life is good. And this music is salubrious, and it makes you feel good, and it picks you up, and you don't want to put your head in the oven that day. It's, I mean, that's the whole point. It's just, you know, it's a lift. It's and your body is not a hateful thing. It's a joyous thing. And depending on how you use it, if you use it for nasty stuff, whatever you perceive that to be, and it's in a mean way, then by all means, that's no good either. Well, gotta dance indeed. That was Broadway Rhythm. Carol Givens and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. Yes, their parents died, but they were still great musicians. And they were the Broadway Rhythm, 1935. Before that, Lita Roberti, who sounds like she lives in my neighborhood, College Rhythm. And that's what you're getting back into, I would assume, or I would hope. And if you're getting into it for the first time, it's, you know, you just got to get in there, jump in there. 1934, starting with Lee Morris, Tain't No Sin, to take off your skin and dance around on your bones. Lee Morris, you know, that line about television phones, before the Nokia, and that was about 75 years before the Nokia, that thing came out. So that was definitely a Nostradamus moment. And believe me, if they knew some of the silly stuff that people were using those phones for, they would be appalled. They've been blessed by not seeing the future in greater detail. Since it's the present for us, we all have to deal with it. So I try to keep my mind on what I'm doing and not pay attention to such things. And I'm going to keep my mind on this show. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., running off at the mouth. Now some very rhythmic things, a bit of Latin, a Latin tinge, you might say. Here's a tango, Carlos Molina's Tango Orchestra, La Comparsita, and that's from 1931. You'll recognize this one, too. Boy, will you. Oh, this is a famous one.